The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.
Now, as you know, a lot of commentary has been around recently about what AI can produce, what it can and can't do, and it is actually overall to our social benefit. One area where it might make an impact is in healthcare and medicine. We see that Irish hospitals have been trialling an AI tool that will now allow cancer patients to report their symptoms via their phone, really making it much easier for them. And a company called eAltira giving medical teams the chance to assess the needs, concerns and health of patients in advance of their arrival at the appointment can also help them to decide if they're suitable for treatment such as chemotherapy is now available. And joining me is Dennis Roach, who is a founder of eAltira. Dennis, good evening to you.
Hi, Emmett. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's great to have you. As I said, we talk a lot about AI and the ChatGPTs and all the rest of it and what they might do in terms of productivity in the office. But it's healthcare and medicine, I suggest to you, that this is where these tools will make their real impact over the long term. So listen, tell us about what you're doing and the trial you've been running.
Yeah, well, so understanding, you know, how treatment is impacting a patient is central to quality cancer care. And establishing a good platform for patients to communicate to their nursing teams is tricky. It's not straightforward in a healthcare setting. So what we've done is we've taken a conversational AI approach to helping patients to communicate with their nursing teams about how their treatment is affecting them. So that could mean if a patient is coming in for chemotherapy, that they'll let the nursing team know in advance how their toxicity levels are, you know, if they're high or low. And that means that the team can either triage them to a different pathway before they come in, or that they're prepared for them when they come in. And if somebody's traveling a long distance, like from Donegal to Dublin to receive their treatments, that can make a huge difference, because sometimes when they arrive at the hospital in Dublin, they'll find out that they're actually they're too ill to get their treatment. So that's one area that we're working on. Another area we're working on is helping patients to report their concerns about cancer in general and about how things are getting on in survivorship. So, you know, patients going into an appointment, a consultation with a consultant surgeon or whatever, and there's not a lot of time for the patient to communicate what's going on for them and the important things that they want to speak about. The consultant's trying to understand what the patient needs from them, and so we're helping patients to kind of prepare for those events in advance. They can do a thing called a patient concerns inventory, and it communicates to the team before the patient comes in, but it's also available for the patient so that they can discuss with the consultant. So that makes the quality of the consultation much better, and it should speed things up in general.
Now, what is it replacing? In other words, what are patients doing now? Or like, what's the new element that might make this whole thing work a lot better?
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of these kind of systems are either paper-based at the moment, or they're just kind of informally reported to, you know, it to the patient or to the clinical team, and it's not really recorded well, or it's recorded after a consultation. So we're just trying to help to fill in the gaps that exist in the tech that hospitals use at the moment. So, you know, that the healthcare treatment isn't being hindered by technology, but the other way around, it's being augmented.
Now, I know that when people go into doctors, a lot of the time they want to very much humanize the message. They want to say, I'm not just a piece of data. So is there a danger here that we take out that human element, as efficient as these tools are, that people will feel they're a bit it's a bit cold, a bit too rational almost? Is that something you've kind of had to pay attention to in all of this?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, that we're not trying to replace the healthcare interaction in that sense. We're just trying to take the bits out of healthcare delivery, like across a system, that could be done better with technology. You know, if people are trying to get a hold of patients, if nurses are trying to get a hold of patients, and it's time consuming to get them on the phone and get their outcomes reported back into the team. We're just trying to take that sort of stuff out of it. So it's all about actually creating more time in the interaction for more human interaction, and that the clinician can spend more quality time with the patient.
Now, we've heard over the years that Irish hospitals are not good at, you know, data. They're not good at integrating the different parts of their technology platforms. Record keeping is poor, etc. This is certainly what we've been told. I don't work in hospitals, so I can't testify that directly, but this is what we've been told. So was it hard for you to get your tools to sort of come in and integrate into what the hospitals are doing? I know you're doing a trial with St. James's Hospital, for example. Like, was that a big challenge to kind of put the two pieces together?
Yeah, I mean, healthcare can be quite fragmented in terms of the technology that's there in the marketplace already. But we've had, you know, great support from nursing teams in St. James's and in Talla University Hospital through the development of Ialtra. We're a spin out from Trinity, so we spent some time working in those hospitals, getting what we're doing right, getting the input from nursing teams into how the technology should be delivered. So that's been a really positive thing through the journey for Ialtra. But I mean, you know, these addressing these kind of problems is difficult. You know, there's a lot, there's legacy sort of technology in the system, and getting those dots joined up can be challenging. But by and large, Irish hospitals and people we've worked with within the systems are really, really positive and really working hard. They understand the problems and they're working hard to address those problems.
Now, one of the things that might help is the data that it produces. Will that have much value, or is it just sort of it's good on the day and so on, and eases things, as you said, between doctor and patient? Or is that data got a follow-on use of some kind, or can it be used by the hospital to make things better for future patients? Like, what's the value of the data that's generated by all of this, if any?
Yeah, well, we're just at the early stages of deploying what we do, and we're really focusing on getting that interaction between nurse and patient really right, and repeating that in a good way. You can do some analysis of how the patient is interacting with the system to see what kind of adverse events might be coming down the line. So there will be a predictive element to that when we've more data coming through. We're also working with systems to identify, you know, on a bigger scale, how toxicity levels are, you know, your patient's levels of toxicity and in terms of their interaction with drugs.
Now, and just to sort of almost reverse the last question, data security, of course, plays into play. Can you keep this very sensitive data secure?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a really, really good point. And we are, you know, we take an approach to our technology that is privacy by design and, you know, data security first. That's the first thing that we think of in any business decision that we make. So, you know, we've taken gone to a lot of trouble to make sure that patient data is secure and safe.
I'm glad to hear that. That's important to do. Listen, we'll have to leave it there. Dennis Roach, who is the founder of Ialtra, I should say, which is doing interesting work in the area of cancer and also AI. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the all-new MG HS plug-in hybrid. Petrol freedom plus up to 120 kilometres electric range. MG. Recharge your soul.